This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtus Psachim Perik Aleph Mishnah Aleph Or La'aba Oser Baitken Esachametz La'or Haner. At the beginning of the night of the 14th of Nisan, which is the night before Pesach, one must search for chametz by candlelight. Kol mokum she'ein machnisin by chametz ein tzarich bediko. Any place where chametz is not brought throughout the year need not be checked. V'lama amu shtei shturos b'marteif mokum she'machnisin by chametz. Why then did the chachamim say that one must check the wine cellar? They referred to the part of the cellar where chametz is sometimes brought. Since a person might go to the cellar in the middle of a meal with the bread in hand in order to get more wine. Beis Shammai Oimrim Shtei Shuos Al Pnei Kol HaMarteif. Beis Shammai said that one must check between all the barrels facing the entrance of the cellar and all the barrels facing the roof. Ubeis Hillel Oimrim Shtei Shuos Achitzoinos Shehein Elyoinos. Beis Hillel said that one need only check between the barrels in the top two rows of the layer facing the entrance. And that's the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechtus Psachim, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Ein Choshishin Shema Gevivo Chulda Mebayis Labayis Umimokum Lamokum. After a place has been checked for chametz, one need not worry that a weasel might bring chametz from a different house or from a different corner of that house. Such a concern would require us to simultaneously check all the houses and all corners of the house to ensure that there was no chametz anywhere for the weasel to bring from place to place. De'im kein mechotzer lechotzer umeir le'ir ein ladover soif. If so, we would also have to simultaneously check all the courtyards of the city and all the different cities, which is impossible. That's the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Psachim, Perik Aleph Mishnah Gimel, Rabbi Huda Omer, Baikin or Arba Aser, Uba Arba Aser Shachris, Uba Shas Habior. Rabbi Huda said that one must check for chametz on the night of the 14th, the morning of the 14th, or when chametz is destroyed, which is an hour before midday. Afterwards, one must not check for chametz, since he might come to eat the chametz he finds. V'chachamim aymrim lo bodak or arba aser yivdak ba'arba aser. The chachamim said that one must check on the night of the 14th. If he did not check at night, he must check in the day. Lo bodak ba'arba aser yivdak b'toych hamayid. If he did not check in the day, he must check during Pesach. Lo bodak b'toych hamayid yivdak la'achar hamayid. If he did not check during Pesach, he must check after Pesach in order to find and destroy the chametz that he had owned during Pesach, which remains forbidden even after Pesach is over. Umashe mishayer yanichenu betzino. After checking for chametz on the night of the 14th, the chametz saved to be eaten the next morning must be stored in a safe place. Kedei shelo yehet sarich bedika acharov. Otherwise, if a piece of chametz disappears, one will have to check the entire house again. And that's the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechtas Psachim, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, Remeir Oimer, Oichlin kol chomesh vesorfin betchila sheish. The Mishnah always divides the day into 12 hours starting from daybreak, such that midday is the end of the sixth hour. By Torah law, it is forbidden to own or eat chametz from midday of the 14th. However, Chazal added hours to the prohibition since people can lose track of time. Now, Remeir said that one may eat chametz until the end of the fifth hour, but must start burning it at the beginning of the sixth, which is 1 hour before midday. Reb Yehuda Omer, Oichlin kol arba, v'toilin kol chomesh, Besarfin betchilas sheish. Reb Yehuda said that one may eat chametz only until the end of the fourth hour, 2 hours before midday. During the fifth hour, one may not eat it, but one need not burn it until the beginning of the sixth hour. And that's the end of Mishnah Dalet. Masechtas Pesachim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey, Va'oid Omer Reb Yehuda, Shtei Chaloi Shal Toida, Psulais, Munachais, Agag Ho'etzteba. Reb Yehuda also said that in the Beis HaMikdash, they had a sign by which they informed people when to stop eating chametz and when to burn it. They would take two chalois of taida that had become pusil and place them on a roof bench on Har HaBayis. Kol zman shemunachos kol ha'am oichlim. As long as both chalois were still there, people knew they could still eat chametz. Nit la'achas toilin lo oichlin v'loy sarfin. When one challah was removed, they stopped eating chametz, but did not yet burn it. Nitlu shteyin eschilu kol ha'am sarfin. When both challahs were removed, they started burning their chametz. Rabban Gamliel oimer, chulin necholin kol arbo. Rabban Gamliel said that chulin chametz may be eaten until the end of the fourth hour. Utruma kol chamesh. Truma chametz may be eaten until the end of the fifth hour, so as not to destroy truma unnecessarily. Vesarfin betchilas sheish, and chametz is burnt at the beginning of the sixth hour. That's the end of Mishnah Hey. Masechtas Pesachim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, Chanina skan ha-kayhanim oimer, miyameim shel kayhanim. Chanina skan ha-kayhanim said that in all the days of the kayhanim, lo nimnu melisreif es ha-basar, shenitmu bevlad ha-tumo, they never refrained from burning a korban that became Tameh from a what's called Vlad of Tumah, which makes it a Shlishi L'Tumah. Im HaBasar Shinitma Ba'av HaTumah. Together with a Korban that became Tameh from an Av HaTumah, which means it is a Rishain L'Tumah. Afal Pi Shemosifin Tumah Al Tum Asai. Even though its level of Tumah is increased in the process from Shlishi to Sheni. Hoisif Rabbi Akiva v'Omar, miyameim shel kayhanim, Rabbi Akiva added that in all the days of the kayhanim, lo nimnu melahadlik es hashemen shenifsel b'tful yoyim, they never refrained from burning truma oil that became tamei from a tevul yaim, which is a low level of tuma. Benir shenitma b'tmei meis, in a lamp that became tamei from a tamei meis, which is a high level of tuma. Afal pi shemosifin tuma al tumasai, even though its level of tuma is increased in the process, and that is the end of Mishnah Vav. Masechtas Pesachim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. Amar Rabbi Meir, Medireim Lomadnu, Shesorfin Truma Tahira Im HaTameya Ba Pesach. Rabbi Meir said that from here we learn that we may burn Tahor Truma Chametz together with Tamei Truma Chametz before Pesach, since anyway it must be burnt. There is no objection against making it Tamei in the process. Omar loy Rabbi Yaisi, eino hi hamida. Rabbi Yaisi said that this proof is inconclusive. Umaydim Rabbi Eliezer v'Rabbi Yehoshua shesorfin zula atzmo v'zula atzmo. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua both agree that in this case, the two terumas must be burnt separately. Alma nechliku al hatiluyo v'al hatimeo. They argue only in the case of questionably Tamei Truma and definitely Tamei Truma. She Rabbi Eliezer Omer Tisarif Zula Atzma V'Zula Atzma. Reb Eliezer said they must be burned separately in case the questionable Teruma is in fact Tahar. For Rabbi Yehoshua Omer Shetehen Ke'echos. Reb Yehoshua said they may be burnt together, since there is no obligation to protect the purity of something that anyway might be Tameh. And that's the end of Mishnah Zayin.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.